This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Morning, and listeners. Milo, Triple M. We're talking local sport. It is netball at the Mount Gambier Association courts. Good morning, regular commentator Jodie Cook.
Good morning, Milo. How are you today?
Yeah, good. Round 9 of 15. We're getting towards the business end of the season. Now, big weekend. Sock it to me. MND round, and no doubt the Sox went off a treat and the cans got filled.
They did. Absolutely fantastic. Lots of blue around the court. Had a few of the Saints girls out there that I got photos of, which we've put on our Facebook page. Raised a massive $735 for MND. Absolutely great cause. Everybody puts their hands in their pockets and put a few coins in. Big congratulations to everyone.
There you go. Now, you had a round. Vicky's 15 went down to Saints in a big way, 58. So Saints in control all day.
They did. Pulled out a really good game. Saw parts of the game. Their last quarter, Saints absolutely nailed it. Scored a massive 16 goals for the quarter. Couldn't fault them. They just came out hard and kept going for the entire game.
Well, even going better and harder, Intruders 81 defeated Zodiacs 22, and that means a little bit of percentage.
It does. They were aiming to beat Hobbit's score from last week of 90. They got to 81, had a few little mishaps. Zodiacs were sort of down a few players, pulled a couple of ring-ins in for the game. They didn't give it them all, but, yeah, I mean, when you've got the likes of Intruders, they're scoring 23 goals for a quarter. I mean, pretty hard to beat.
Rapid fire. Now, Hobbits 68 defeated Amazons 18. That was to be expected.
It was. I mean, Amazons were down their midcourt player anyway, pulled in Beck Norcott for the fill-in. They were sort of caught off back four. I mean, Hobbits just came out firing from the start. Couldn't fault them. Just knew what was going to be the end result. So, good game by them.
Big thank you to the fill-ins, and I hope they've stopped being sore.
Yes.
Now, Southeast Voice Awards, who picked up the juniors and seniors this week?
Yeah, this week we had our B2s. I was watching their games this week. Went to young Keely Jones from Zodiacs in the B2s. Brilliant game in defence, lots of hands on the ball. And our junior SE Voice Award went to young Elise Benny from 13Bs, and she plays for Amazons. Great little defender as well, lots of hands everywhere. Couldn't fault her and couldn't get the grin off her mum's face as well, so even better.
Enjoy. Now, round 10 this Saturday, Intruders second, 7 wins, 2 losses, and the reverse, 2 wins, 7 losses, Vicky's fifth. Gee, big ask for Vicky's.
It is. The score difference was only 20 goals last time. I can actually see it sort of blowing out a bit more this time, although Vicky's will have their main goalie back this week, so bringing Bianca back in should sort of hopefully help them, but, yeah, can't see them getting much closer.
Hobbits sit undefeated. The challenger this week will be Saints, who sit third, 6 wins, 3 losses. Can they add to those wins?
Well, it would be nice. It was only a 17-goal difference in their game last time, so I'd like to say it'll be closer, but Hobbits are just too strong at the moment, untouchable.
Good luck, Zodiacs. They're winless. They take on Amazons, who sit fourth, and they're going to be hungry for percentage because down the track, lucky for some round 13, it's Vicky's and Amazons, and I'm still reckon that'll be the game for fourth spot.
Or it will be, because both these sides were hungry to get into finals. Speaking to the Amazons girls on Saturday after their game, they're determined to make that fourth spot. So they're going to come out pretty hungry, like you say, for the win on Saturday and boost their percentage up.
Could be going for the calculators after that final round 15 game. Jodie,
I know.
Jodie, as always, thanks for your work you do. Thanks for your coverage, and we'll catch up with you next Wednesday morning.
No problems. Thank you very much, Milo.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M and always online at triplem.com.au.